Some truly shocking things have taken place in the Queen's Head in Malden, but none perhaps more alarming than when Mike McCarthy walked in about 5 years ago and announced, "I've got a confession to make." This in itself is nothing new, as Mike, being Mike, quite often has confessions to make, especially on Saturday mornings, on account of the fact that they follow Friday nights. The same generally applies on Sundays too, when Mike is often at his most contrite, along with most weekdays as well. But these confessions are usually trifling, relating to nothing more than simple misunderstandings. Now it should be said that for those of penitent tendencies there is a perfectly decent church nearby, but it only serves wine on Sundays and is up a bit of a hill. And as everyone knows, Mike has dicky knees, which is why he's also known variously as Mike McCartledge, Mike McCartney, and Mike McCarno, as well as other names that can't be printed in a family boating magazine. As Mike, apart from being Mike, does have his moments now and then, usually on a matter of principle. Anyway, the confessional, or members' bar, at the Queen's Head is the chapel of choice for those weighed down by the weight of their transgressions. And anyone who unburdens themselves before the altar of oak can be certain that the confidentiality of the confessional will be upheld throughout Malden and often as far as Heybridge and far-flung Tollesbury, once news has reached these primitive outposts. This particular confession of Mike's started in the usual fashion with Mike hanging his head and intoning, "Forgive me, Charlie." That's the landlord, who is all-seeing, all-knowing, and although his wife Viv does make the important decisions. So Mike said, "Forgive me, Charlie, for I have sinned. Yea, verily, I have fitted a spray hood." It took a moment for the impact to sink in, and then something remarkable happened. The old-timers were clearly shaken right down to their splatches, and for the first time since the big freeze of 62, actually stunned into speech, although there were also faintly audible mumblings when they started serving lager in the Queen's Head in the 1970s. To a man, they all said, "Bloody hell, Mike," and stampeded to the bar, although to an outsider the mighty onrush might have looked a bit more like agitated shuffling in the general direction of the bar, with each jockeying for position so as not to arrive first. Standing perilously on 2 feet, knees locked, and hands gripping the edge of the counter to keep it in place, the members formed an impenetrable cordon enclosing the bar, which is perhaps why they are also known as the Inner Circle. It's a well-practiced manoeuvre, a time-honoured ritual, in fact, that takes place whenever a newcomer enters the bar, as the only way for someone from away, that's anyone who's been in Malden less than 40 years, to break through is to offer them a drink. Then, in biblical fashion, a path miraculously opens up, just like Moses parting the Red Sea, but in this case, a red-faced one. On this occasion, such was the impact of Mike's confession that those of a more compassionate nature offered solace. One said tenderly, "Mike, buy yourself a drink, you need it, mate." Another even offered, "Have a drink, and while you're there, I'll have a large half." While a third, and probably the wisest man of all, said, "Mike, you know that fiver I owe you? Make it a tenner, and I'll buy you a drink." Christian charity knows no bounds. For it was clear that Mike's confession meant only one thing. A spray hood on a wooden boat is an ignoble thing, an angry pimple that defiles her lines and erodes the owner's manliness, much like wearing a life jacket, especially one that looks a bit new and has actually once been serviced. No more would you erect a UPVC conservatory on the deck of a 100-year-old sailing barge, although it must be said that some of them have been done quite tastefully. And sure enough, what the sages of the Queen's Head knew at once has come to pass, for a spray hood foretells a for sale sign. And sure enough, Mike, who has recently retired from Ford, where he worked man and boy for 4.5 years in the course of 33 years loyal service, has put Elfriede, his immaculate 1949 Yachting World 5 tonner, on the market, inquire at the Queen's Head. And he's bought a, wait for it, motorboat, made of, wait for it, fiberglass. It's something called a Seaward 23, which no one in the Queen's Head has ever heard of, and is equipped with all sorts of devilish frivolities, such as not one, but two engines, a doghouse with windows, and a windscreen wiper, cozy, warm cabin, a heater, and a separate loo. It's even got carpet. Now, it's a measure of the charity of the Queen's Head regulars that many have been willing to share Mike's shame. They've been hugely supportive, kindly allowing Mike to take them fishing, or out to lay and retrieve their moorings, tow their tenders, or act as a committee boat for race days. In fact, Mike has never been more popular. Care in the community really does work.